This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Carrion Crawlers.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. This is a standard, like, classic D&D monster.
I love a Carrion Crawler, Gary.
Yeah. These guys are cool. I like them. They're nice mid-level, you know, big evil centipedes. Mm-hmm. They paralyze you. It's kind of bullshit, but it makes them scary.
Yeah, makes them threatening. They're really big. And they fit into an ecology.
Yeah. They're like a small version of a gelatinous cube. Like, they fulfill the same function of, like, cleaning up a dungeon.
Yeah.
Yeah, like vultures.
And like, I love the idea of the flavor text as they kind of, like, swing by, like, oh, you smell a rank fetid odor that appears to be approaching you. Like, yeah. Oh, that's a carrion crawler.
Yeah, here, watch out.
Can you make the scorpion noise again for me? You have that on call pretty quick.
It's a noise I make on the regular in my actual life.
Why did you say on the regular like you're in the G-Man? On the reg, you literally, you're like the fucking fox from Adventure Time.
What it actually is because I was going to say on the reg and then changed my mind.
You just had to carry it through on its own momentum.
Yeah. And it didn't stitch them together as, like, it was a broken one. Yeah. The sentence was a broken one.
For anybody who can't tell, we're at the end of 5 weeks of recording right now.
It's true. Like, we've been stuck in a bunker. We recorded the rest of the entire show over the last 5 weeks. Yeah, these guys are great.
Yep.
And I like that they're a middle level monster, because, like, D&D has kind of a hard time with that, I feel like. Mm-hmm. There's, like, things you'll never, you know, you're never going to fight a dragon until you're, like, super high level. And then there's, like, the goblin, hobgoblin, like, gnoll. God, I forgot about gnolls, too.
Fucking
like,
gnolls. Ugh.
Yeah, like, not looking forward to that.
That's weird. That, like, gnolls are the only thing that, like, EverQuest did any more interestingly than D&D did.
How did they do gnolls?
They just, like, they made them, like, they have, like, a town and shit.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, D&D gnolls can have a town.
I know. And, like, I don't know, like, maybe the fact that it was a video game and they just had, like, they made raids on Kinos and stuff like that. Like, I just, like, for some reason, I have, like, a little bit more goodwill towards gnolls, but I have no goodwill towards kobolds, because I think that, like, kobolds I am exposed to through, like, Warcraft.
I like kobolds prior to when we found out that they were dragons.
Mm.
Like, when we found out they were related to dragons, I checked out.
Yeah.
Because before that, I just kind of liked them as, like, just, like, shitty little dogmen.
Yeah.
Who are never a threat. Like, even, like, first level adventurers, like, they're not even, like, first level adventure bait. They're just like, these guys are the worst. Yeah. I had weird affection for them because of Magic the Gathering, which, like, did real weird mechanics that never worked with them. Like, a lot of them are free to cast, but they have no power. They're kind of shitty. And then you had to buff them to make them worth it and stuff, which is a mechanic that doesn't actually play with the rules very well.
Yeah.
But I like the flavor of them. Just like I like the flavor of these guys.
Oh yeah. I like that they're unintelligent and they'll just attack. Like, if there are a bunch of them, they don't care.
Yeah.
Like, they're it's a group of lone wolves.
They also, when they have babies, they're super unintelligent. So, like, they find a corpse, the mother leaves 100 eggs inside, which, like, if DMs are not, like, coming at that dramatic moment, mm-hmm. like, when she's laying the eggs, like, oh, excuse me, sorry, ma'am.
No, I'll leave. 100 times.
Yeah. But people aren't coming when they're hatching. Cause like, mm-hmm. that's a good set piece. But the mom will sometimes forget and eat the eggs because she's exhausted.
Yep.
Which is, like, I don't know how that works.
It's my own biomass. Like, it's not a net gain, hun.
There's an Ultimate X-Men comic where Wolverine is trapped at the bottom of a ravine for a little while and survives by eating his arm.
Oh, because it was healing?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Not at all.
He's just, like, you might as well just eat rocks if he's trying to fill his stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. Or dirt. You wouldn't even, like, you could go easier on your teeth.
Well, I mean, with his adamantium teeth. He's like Jaws, right?
Wolverine, I don't think he has adamantium teeth, but of course he would.
He's like a beast, right?
Yeah, I think his teeth they've never been, like, shown to be adamantium, because adamantium is chrome.
Right, it's like and shiny.
His teeth are never shiny.
I've never seen Wolverine smile, though.
Oh,
he's really, he's a real dour man.
He's, you gotta make him smile. You gotta get that Sarah smile out of him. but the, yeah, I never thought about that. But yeah, his teeth are, like, the one thing that's not coated in adamantium. I think humans should have their teeth coated with adamantium. I hate dentistry, and I hate the fact that we have to deal with these rotting, rocks inside our mouth.
Gary, it's your skeleton saying hello.
Yeah, I would much rather have them be made out of metal.
I'm, you know, I'm not coming at it with your life experience. I'm sorry.
I'll take a metal hello.
Is that me you're looking for?
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.